You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Where did you find out that?
I read the abstract.
It's implausible deniability.
Stella, you've got a good excuse.
I do. I was at the television awards last night.
Right.
Yes. So sorry, everybody.
How'd it go?
It was good. It was complete after the party sweep. From that Robin Malcolm drama. But yeah, it was a really...
They won everything.
They won quite a lot, yes, in the scripted categories.
They deserved to. It was great.
They did deserve to. It was fantastic. And it was really nice seeing them all have that moment of appreciation, which is really cute.
Robin was there, obviously.
She was. She gave a beautiful speech.
Did she?
Yes.
Good. Pick up her awards. And what else happened? Anything exciting?
Guy Williams charged the stage and ran up onto... I think he kind of commando rolled onto it. It was quite exciting for everyone.
He did that during what?
His acceptance for New
Zealand.
Oh,
that's how you're...
Yes. not just rogue.
Okay, and what did he actually take out?
What did he take out? Let's see. New Zealand Today. Our best entertainment program.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, right, he must have practiced that one, would assume.
Stunt double.
It wouldn't have been a soft landing.
No, I can't imagine so. And, yeah, Jack Tame took out quite a lot for Q&A, which was good.
Yes.
And, yeah, truly just an after-the-party complete sweep.
And was there an after-the-party? I guess there was. That's why you're late.
There was an after-the-party, which
We forgive you. We're gazing up into the sky, into the heavens this morning for a new planet.
We are. Yes, it's a new baby planet, which you'll all be very excited about. It's been discovered by researchers in the UK. Crucially, it's orbiting a star, which scientists think might give us some clues about how life begins or early planet formation. That was in all of the articles, that phrase, and I could find no information on how that would give us some indication. But
is it possible for there to be a new planet?
Yes, absolutely. I think it
happens.
Obviously
it is.
I was looking, I think there was also one discovered early this year in January, so they're popping up quite frequently. It's about 520 light years away. For context, in a spaceship like Apollo, it takes 27,000 years to travel one light year. So we're quite a way off this one. But the star that this planet is orbiting is an early stage dwarf star. So it's far less enormous than our sun, and it's way dimmer, which means that the planet that is orbiting it will obviously have less heat to go off. So our sun is 4.5 billion years old. This prompted me to then look up how long it is until our sun is projected to explode, because stars, of course, do that. There's varying estimates on that, but broadly, we have at least 5 billion years until the hydrogen in the sun runs out, which will commence the long, slow death of our sun, which is good to know. And most of the articles said humans will be long gone by then. Which at this rate, correct.
Did you say how many billion years it'll take?
5 billion years for the hydrogen to run out.
Right.
Then it'll go dark and it'll start kind of a process of absorbing everything around it.
Like from now?
From now. Start the clock.
What will you be doing in 5 billion years?
Yeah,
time?
Where were you the moment the star exploded?
Right. Gee, you'd be pretty old.
Yeah, I don't think I want to be there. Well, I definitely don't want to be there. But
why not? Imagine what life might be like in 5 billion years' time.
I reckon we'll be absolutely carked it by then. There's no way.
You'll be pretty tired.
Yeah, I will be exhausted if there's more TV awards. Jesus.
That's right.
But our darling new planet, the baby of the show, the planet itself is actually about 10 times the size of Earth in terms of diameter. So it's orbiting
this... quite big.
It's very big. They called it like mammoth Earth or like enormous Earth. I was very rude to it. But it's orbiting this early stage dwarf star, which is, of course, its very own sun. That star is about 3 million years old. The researchers think that the planet itself is a large rocky planet, and it's still in the process of forming. That 3 million year old age is really surprising, because estimates of Earth's formation timeline are between 10 to 20 million years. So to see anything like this at the 3 million mark is very intriguing. It's also really close to its star. Its orbit period is completed once every 9 days. Obviously, our orbit period is 365 days, so they've got a 9-day year, in other words. I say they as if there's like a civilization up there. They might, hey.
Oh, gosh, another year.
What do I know? Oh, man.
Happy New Year.
Endlessly. Yeah. Statutory period must be really, really a whole nightmare. But its proximity to its star is another interesting point, because we don't know if planets can actually form really close to stars that they're orbiting. We know that they can form and then move inwards, but it's, considering its age, it's quite weird that it's really close to its star. So that's interesting. And then that prompted me to look up how planets actually form. As you say, how do we know they're all happening all the time? But when they form, they start from tiny specks of dust emerging from the disk of dust and gas that surrounds young stars, and then forces cause these little bits to collide. It has to be just the right amount of force for them to actually fuse, not too hard and not too soft. And essentially, they become lumps of mass. And if you've ever made a sand ball at the beach, you'll know you just keep rolling it until that mass is very large and then creates rocks, essentially. So these lumps
only
are still...
Only if there's liquid.
Only if there's liquid, yes. Well, with the sand ball, crucially.
With the sand ball, yeah. That's not going to happen without.
No. You have to start right in the shallows. It's a whole thing. But these lumps are still in orbit of their star, and as they rotate, they kind of clear paths, and simultaneously the star is consuming gas and also pushing material further away from it, so that the orbit is becoming like a little neighbourhood of things surrounding that star. So for a rocky planet to form, like this new one that we see, the beginnings of a planet are located in the warm parts of that disk. And there are also icy planets, which are in the cold parts naturally. So in that rotation, which is, that's all that we actually really know about where different kinds of planets like to form and what part of that orbit. A lot of the research that I came across was like, we think, who knows? Because obviously how can we test it? It's plenty of light years away. But yeah, this story is still a work in progress. I thought I'd give you a bulletin of the new baby planet though. So congratulations to that planet for being born, I suppose.
So I obviously haven't been listening carefully enough. what's it? It's not Big Earth, is it? What's it called?
Well, it doesn't have a name.
Oh, it doesn't have a name.
Well, it doesn't have a colloquial name. It had some crazy zero point whatever the hell.
Is someone going to name it?
I would hope so. The UK, they got to get onto that. That's what they're doing over there.
All right. Yeah, I was just busy looking at pictures of the BFM Christmas tree, which is out there.
I do have slight beef with them. It is November.
Come on, it's nearly December. What is it? It's 23rd of November. It's only a month away.
That's
4 weeks.
It
is jarring. And tomorrow, it's the Farmer's Christmas Parade in the city.
It is.
And this texter says, thank you very much for your kind words there. It goes on to say, Julia Dean's singing at the Art Gallery tomorrow, 2:30 p.m. Need to factor in the Christmas parade if going.
Everybody factor in. That'll be fantastic. You need to go to that. But just maybe start. Maybe come have lunch in the city.
Or take the children, if you've got children, to the Santa parade.
Yeah.
And then the children can come to the art gallery with you.
Exactly, for culture.
Might be a little difficult because they'll be running around and highly excited.
Maybe you tire them out at the Santa parade,
Yeah, and they can just crash at Julia Dean's at the art gallery. But not a good clash, really, is it? Trying to find a park.
My God.
Not even a bus to get into town.
Famously, no.
No, well, that's nothing unusual there. Right. So I guess you're not going to the gym. You'll be going home to sleep.
Oh, I'm going right home. There is no gym on the agenda today.
You've chosen...
Signpost to the Stars from Daisy Rickman. Oh, it's a very slow number,
absolutely,
but it's very nice.
Absolutely perfect. All right, Stella, 4 more weeks till... I'm here till right up till Christmas, so are you, which is only a month away.
Oh.
Have a great rest of your weekend.
You too.
You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.